Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment world. My guest today is James Schoen of the prog rock band Edensong. James joins us by phone from New York. But before I introduce James, let's get a little taste of Edensong. This is track one from their debut album, The Fruit Fallen. And this track is titled Water Run. James, it is a great pleasure to get to chat with you.
Simon, thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with a little background information. Who are Evensong, and how did the band evolve?
Well, Who Are Evensong is a constantly evolving thing. It's right now, the Evensong of today is different than the Evensong of 6 months ago and the Evensong of 2 years before that, though I hope that the current lineup will stick around for a while. So Evensong got its start when I was back in college at in New England. I don't know, sophomore year I had this crazy idea to, put on a wacky rock show, and in order to do that and to get the budget to do that, I sort of came up with this ploy of, making it more into a theater piece and getting a the university's student theater company to foot the bill by sort of playing it off as a rock opera, I suppose. So we incorporated elements of theatrics, elements of film. I had a buddy who put together original film pieces for the show, some other, interesting interpretive dance, if you will. The focus was certainly on the music, and I assembled a rock band of six people I was interested in the time using some orchestral instruments. I knew a lot, I was a music major, and I knew a lot of musicians, and I felt, I should take advantage of the situation of being at college and, having these resources and having all these creative musicians around who are interested in being involved in all sorts of things. So, I assembled a group, sort of a hybrid of rock and classical instrumentation, and even some weirder stuff. We used some African percussion, some Indian percussion. The school had a very good world music program, so I was able to tap into that as well. And then after college, I continued to work with many of the same musicians and a few substitutions here and there, and the band evolved. We played shows around the New York area, and my senior year, this is now backtracking, sorry, this isn't in chronological order, but my senior year of college, I started working on The Fruit Fallen, which is our current album, continued work after college, and so we had been playing. We had been playing some shows in the New York area afterwards. Put that on hiatus to finish up the album, and I assembled a new lineup recently. So that's basically the history of Evensong in a nutshell.
I must admit that when I first listened to The Fruit Fallen, I found parts of it very reminiscent of Jethro Tull. Is he an influence on your writing?
I'm afraid I don't know who you're talking about. I think we learned about him in high school history, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Very observant, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Jethro Tull fan. And, I find, Ian's style to find its way into a lot of my songwriting. It's a great eclectic mix of all sorts of things. I love the balance between his acoustic guitar focused songs and the heavier rock side of Jethro Tull. I love his incorporation of Baroque and Renaissance melodies and sounds of the British Isles, and his songwriting and these huge ambitious song structures. I mean, albums like Passion Play and Thick as a Brick really changed my life musically. So,
right.
Everything about it.
Who else's music do you enjoy listening to?
All sorts. I mean, it really runs the gamut. As far as the classic prog stuff, bands like Yes, I grew up listening to, Genesis, to a bit of a lesser extent, but, another fantastic group. I mean, really, yeah, the classic, I love all the, classic prog of the early 70s, and,
I was looking on your website, and I noticed that you also mention some pretty unprog people, Beatles and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I certainly wouldn't say the Beatles are unprog. To me, at least, looking back at the history of rock, they sort of started the whole thing. A lot of people will point to Sgt. Pepper's as the advent of the concept album, and a lot of the Beatles' work was very progressive. Michael Jackson, I love the music of Michael Jackson. That's true. That's more of sort of a childhood thing for me. I was obsessed with Michael Jackson as a second grader, and yeah, maybe I shouldn't go into that but I was a good moonwalker. Yeah, I wanted to be able to dance like Michael Jackson, and I would say actually that the music of Michael Jackson is probably what initially inspired me to start writing music and just really sort of developed my love for performance and my love for music. So I needed to list Michael as an influence. It wouldn't be complete otherwise.
Right. Are you the main writer for Eden Song, or is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the main writer. Thus far, pretty much the only writer, though I have a suspicion that that will change soon, which is great. I would love the next project that we do to be much more of a collaborative thing as the band moves forward.
I just finished reading an absolutely fascinating book, Blood on the Highway. It's all about Ken Hensley of the 70s band Uriah Heep.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he said in the book got me to thinking. He claims that when writing a song, he always starts with the words. Once you have the words, the tune just falls into place on its own. What's your theory on songwriting? Do you
To some extent, I definitely see where he's coming from. As far as my own songwriting, I'd say there's never really a pattern, and that's a bit by design, actually. I always try. It's a big goal of mine to try and do something different with each song, and I think part of that is redeveloping and the songwriting process. So some songs I've started with the words, and it's true. Yeah, at times like that, the melody does sort of, if I actually start with full-formed lyrics rather than simply concepts, the melody often does sort of just develop out of thin air from these lyrics, and then it's very, the rest is very natural, developing the chords behind it and, the musical developments and the orchestration and stuff like that grows naturally from the words. But, at the same time, I'll start other songs purely by a, simple musical idea, a riff on the guitar, you know, another type of melody, a set of chords. I'll start that way and then develop the melody to the vocal melody and the words to that. And then other times I'll, and this is probably my prevailing method, is I'll start with a lyrical concept or a song concept. And, you know, the lyrics will develop from that simultaneously with the music developing from that idea. I'll know, you know, sort of the overarching layout of a song and then sort of fill in the pieces as I go. That's particularly helpful for writing some of the longer pieces, I think. And then, it really runs the gamut of all.
Right. The music industry has changed significantly over the past few years. The major labels seem to have lost a lot of their luster, and many bands are turning to indie labels or self-publishing. And, of course, there's also the infamous world of the Internet. How important is the Internet to a band like Edensong?
Extremely important, I think. You know, I've spoken to some guys in current prog bands, but who have been around far longer than Edensong, maybe starting out in the early 90s, and you know, their biggest gripe with working in the early 90s was the fact that there wasn't sort of this immediately accessible community for this type of music. And I think the great thing about doing this today is that there are websites like, for progressive rock, like Prog Archives, Progressive Years, where it's sort of a built-in community for, to tap into to promote this type of music. So there are people, you know, it may be very much a subculture, but there are people out there who are looking for precisely this type of thing. So the music is great for connecting with them. I mean, the Internet is great for connecting with them. It all amounts to sort of spreading the word about the band. And, the Internet certainly has its downsides. You know, Metallica will tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. With the whole Napster thing and, you know, BitTorrent today, everyone, you can find basically any album for free out there.
Right.
And in a way, at this stage in our career, it's sort of a bit of a badge of honor, actually, to find our music showing up in the file sharing sites and stuff. At this point, I think it's helping us far more than it's hurting us.
Right. I'll tell you what. Let's take another quick musical break here, and I'd like to play another track off the Fruit Fallen. This is The Baptism. Very different track from the first one that I played.
Yeah, that's definitely the heavier side of what we do, for sure.
Right.
That's probably the heaviest moment on the album.
Right. Before we went to that track, we were talking about the internet. Briefly, where can people find you online? Because I understand some of your songs are available to stream from the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our website has a bunch of clips. So we just recently redesigned our front page to our website after the album was released and put some updated sound clips on there. So I think there's a sound clip for just about every song on the album, and that is www.edensongtheband.com. The other sites, let's see, MySpace, our MySpace page, has a few full songs and a mashup of clips from the album. That would be myspace.com/edensong. Our CD Baby page, where, of course, you can purchase the album, but that also has sound clips as well, though I think they shortened them, so never mind. But do go to the CD Baby page to buy the album, cdbaby.com/edensong. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, and there are a few exclusive tracks. We were the featured band at pragarchives.com last month, so I had sent them a few tracks that you won't be able to stream elsewhere on the internet. So if you head over to our page on pragarchives.com, you'll be able to get a few exclusive tracks over there. So, yeah.
I like the CD artwork and the sleeve note design.
Thank you.
Who came up with that idea? Is that one of yours?
Yeah, it was my idea in concept, but I certainly can't claim credit for it because it was, you know, the work of others. You know, I have a very talented web designer / layout guy who, you know, put the package together. But it was a good friend of mine from college, actually, who did all the great illustrations and that front sort of fruit guitar thingy, the emblem on the front cover. That's one of his. And all throughout the booklet there are these strange bird-cat creatures that sort of tell the story of the songs a little bit, you know, as illustrations on the page.
Right.
So I wanted it to sort of look like a storybook, I guess, you know, like, I don't know, an old illustrated book, Alice in Wonderland, that type of thing with these surreal images. My friend used to make me these birthday cards every year with these strange creatures on them, so I just thought it would be a great idea to, you know, illustrate the album with these strange things.
Right.
So that's how that came about.
Are Edensong a studio band or a live band?
Well, it's a bit of both. I'm certainly hoping to be more of a live band in the future. I have a new lineup together, which I'm very excited about. So we'll be playing live, certainly, come 2009, hopefully early 2009, and definitely by August 2009. We have a show lined up at the Three Rivers Progressive Rock Festival in Pittsburgh this year. So,
oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah. So I'm very excited to be featured there.
Do you do a lot of gigging? And if so, is it mainly local in the New York area, or do you tour?
Well, we did some playing a few years ago, back in 2006, and we haven't since then. But, 2009 will mark a return to the stage. Hopefully both a bunch in the New York area and beyond. I hope to be playing quite regularly and hopefully touring now that there's a new lineup for Edensong of people who are willing to do that type of thing.
Hmm. One of the things that I've noticed about prog rock musicians in general, and it's far too common for it to be pure coincidence, but it's the incredibly high ratio of them that have some form of classical music training. Is this the case for Edensong? Are you classically trained?
Yes, and more so now than ever with the new guys. I mean, I have formal training. I wouldn't say it's specifically classical, but at Wesleyan I did get a very well-rounded musical education, you know, in you know, classical music theory, that type of, and history and that type of thing, but also world music. I did some South Indian music while I was there. So, yeah, and then, we have and then some, yeah, everyone else in the band has a background in music formally. One is a conservatory trained classical player. One has a background in theory and composition, you know. So yeah, it's definitely a band of people who are familiar with classical music.
I know that you play both acoustic and electric guitars. Do you personally have a preference?
I love them both, and they're completely different to play. And, you know, I go about them very differently. I find myself playing the acoustic more often. You know, it's more convenient, I suppose, to lug around. So, you know, that'll be my go-to guitar and, you know, the one I grab to bring places. But, you know, they're very different instruments. And I find that, you know, if I've been playing for a while on my acoustic, then when I go back to play my electric, it feels a little strange, and I have to sort of retrain myself how to play the electric guitar idiomatically. You know, it's but I love them both.
Hmm. Do you play any other instruments? And the reason I ask is that a lot of guitarists love to use the good old piano as a song development platform. In fact, I was quite surprised. I recently was talking to Al Stewart, Year of the Cat fame, and I have never seen him play anything other than an acoustic guitar. But he told me that most of his songs, he actually just tinkers around on a beat-up old piano. That's his that's his composition device. Do you do the same thing?
That's interesting. I mean, they serve sort of the same purpose in song development, but they're very different. So, you know, if you sit down at the piano and screw around, you might come up with something completely different than if you were to, you know, sit down with a guitar and screw around. So, I mean, in that way, but no, me personally, I don't usually write on piano. I mean, I've come up with some things on piano, and if I'm developing a more in-depth idea, I will sequence various parts using a piano. But as the core base of a song, most times it's an acoustic guitar, actually. And I think you'll notice that if you listen to The Fruit Fallen. I mean, the one thing that pretty much sustains throughout the entire album is guitar. You know, there aren't drums running the whole time. There's not bass running the whole time. It's really the guitar that ties it all together from start to finish, with one exception being the introduction to track 5, Nocturne, which is on piano, but was originally on guitar, and I just pretty much transcribed it for piano after the fact. But it came out sounding like an idiomatically piano part. Which is sort of cool, but no, it's pretty much the guitar is the instrument for me.
Okay, we're basically out of time here, but I do have one last question, which I just can't resist asking. So, what's the story with the drummers?
Oh, I was hoping you'd be able to tell me the same thing. yeah, what is the deal with drummers? Well, I don't know. I think. We've certainly gone through our fair share, as I imagine you know, and that's the fuel for this question. But I hope we can, I mean, we started working with a new fellow this past week, so I'm hoping things work out. I don't know. Drummers tend to, drums are a very athletic instrument, and I find all too many drummers wanting to sort of just play as athletically and as fast and as complicatedly as they possibly can, and you know sometimes that's not what suits the music.
Right, it puts it at odds with the tune.
Right, so I guess yeah, a lot of drummers I've interviewed for the position recently, that's been the case. That's not the case with drummers I've worked with in the past. I've been very happy with all the drummers that I have, you know, had in Eden Song. It's just they've moved on to other parts of their lives, I guess, you know. They don't have time for music.
Right. James, it has been an absolute delight talking to you.
Likewise.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I want to thank you once again for taking time out to talk to us here at Blogger News, and I'm sure I speak for all of our listeners and our readers at www.bloggernews.net in wishing you and Eden Song every success in the future.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, James. And this is Simon Barrett saying goodbye to another show in our Week in Review series. We will see you again next time.